For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Had to bring them.
Bye, baby.
Oh, there he is.
That's right.
Welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast. We are live on YouTube right now. We haven't done this before. It's very exciting.
No editing now.
It's a whole, yeah.
Yeah, we better watch what we say. Anyways, welcome to all of you who are joining us right now and anyone who logs on later. We'd love to have you. Make sure you comment. We want to hear what you have to say. But anyways, welcome to the show. We are a week away.
Oh, I can feel it, baby.
It is wild.
I can't wait.
I'm ready.
1 week away. Anyways, all right. Thank you to our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Please look him up at thomasortho.com. And we went to FanFest on Saturday. That was fun.
It was, you know what? It was great.
Yeah.
Anybody who went last year was not FanFest. It was a yard sale.
It was a garage sale.
It was terrible. So I didn't really have really high hopes this time. I didn't know what we were in for, but it was fun. Until it rained.
I know. It like cut it short. It was like an hour. Then, they had to kick everybody off the field.
I didn't know that. I couldn't go.
It was all set up on the field. They had all the different sports teams and each team was doing like little games and stuff for kids. And then they had autographs and then you could go inside the football locker room. I was shocked that there was football players there because in the years past, the football players don't show up to this.
No.
Bryn's got a new favorite.
Rhett. Bryn. Hold on. Let me guess.
New favorite.
You got to give me a couple hints.
Offensive or defensive player?
That's all I need to know.
Offense. So different from my last love, Devin Lloyd.
It's Jackson.
Yes.
Come on, guys. It's Jackson.
That's funny that you would know that.
Immediately. Man.
I saw him. Don't worry. My husband was there. He was there, but I saw JJ.
It's kind of an open thing.
And I was like, Gary knows. My eyes just like followed it.
Gary did the same thing.
I did get a picture with him.
I know. I saw.
Yeah, you saw. Oh,
I'm
yeah.
fully cemented. He is my guy now this year. But we got to take a picture with him. Lander Barton was there.
Hey, how's
so
the neck?
So nice.
Is his neck as big as it
looks? No, they got the wrong picture, dude.
Because his neck in the picture.
Yeah,
is...
in real life, I don't feel like
I think
it was
his brother.
Big.
I do believe it was his brother. They got the wrong
picture. No.
Dude, go look at it. And go then look at a picture of him. Okay. Seriously.
He was so nice.
They messed up, dude. His neck was not.
His neck was normal, giant for
big
a
neck,
linebacker.
But not like.
Okay, but we also met Jalen Glover.
Dude.
That dude's arms.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he came up to me.
Yeah. I've never seen anything before in my life.
He's shorter than I am.
Yeah.
But just.
His arms were this big. I'm not even exaggerating.
We took a picture, and of course, you put your arms around to take the picture.
Yeah.
And so I have my hand on his trapezius muscle.
And is it just
and
this
dude,
big?
I could have gone like this and not moved it.
That dude's arms.
It was like a steel bar, man.
Jacked.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Jacked up. Anyways, but.
It was fun.
That's awesome. We did
get to meet some of you guys. Some of you who listen, thank you for saying hi, because we loved meeting you. We wanted to give you some shout outs.
I just thought all of our listeners were bots, if I'm being honest. Gary just created all of them to make it seem like people actually followed us. But
no, we got to see Stephanie. Stephanie, shout out to you. We see you everywhere.
She's great.
Tanner, it was fun meeting you. Amy, who I think her YouTube's like Amy Wan Kenobi or something like that.
It is.
That's a good one.
So we got to meet Amy, Colby, and then Cameron, and I think it was DJ. DJ? RJ?
What?
DJ. We met them last year at the thing we did at R&R Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
And the one guy, he's the one that had the 22 logo shaved in his head.
Yep.
We saw them at FanFest. He doesn't have anything shaved in his head yet, but he said it's coming for the season.
Hey, by the way, Amy's on right now.
Oh, hi, Amy.
And it is. It's Amy Wan Kenobi, yeah. So that's good.
All right.
It was great
Shout
to
out.
Meet you. Okay, one more little housekeeping thing. The tailgate next week is on.
It's happening, baby.
It's happening next Thursday before the Florida game. So from 3 to 5, we will be at our tailgate spot. We're going to have food, drinks, some giveaways. Stop by. Come say hi. We are on Guardsmen, directly across the street from the tennis center. So in between the tennis center and the football center, there's a crosswalk. You go across that crosswalk, up the stairs, and there's our spot on the grass.
On the grass, right there.
We'll have signs and flags. No,
you'll
see
get
us.
Up there, you'll see.
We'll
you'll
have
know
signs.
Us.
Cool guy Gary's going to be there with his glasses.
I'll have my shades on.
So
love his shades.
This is for everybody.
Just look for
cool for everybody.
Gary.
Even if it's raining, these
Florida
babies are
fans,
on.
Florida fans, Oregon fans. SC fans, everybody. They're all welcome.
Everybody's welcome.
I don't know about SC fans.
By the way, I wanted to quickly a shout out to my favorite SC fan, Michael Johnson on Twitter. you're my favorite USC fan, by the way. I'm probably the only USC fan that I like.
That's true.
Oh, no.
Anyways, thank you to
those
who are partnering with us for the tailgate. So Sugar House Distilleries giving us some drinks. Gaetano subs, and then Nothing Bundt cakes.
I'm so excited for the Bundt cakes.
I know, so excited. We might get some more partners in the next week or so, but yeah, stop by. Oh, grab those. We are also doing a giveaway with Williams Wood Design.
He does some cool stuff.
He does these really awesome signs. These ones are like the thinner ones, but he does some bigger ones that are thicker also with all the different Utah logos. So we're going to have some giveaways and then we're going to have some other stuff.
Where's the other one? Do you have the other one?
It's over there. I can grab it. 1 second. Just kind of show it off. It's cool. I want to show it.
Okay. Anyways, yeah. Stop by. So from 3 to 5, as long as the food lasts, even if the food goes, just come say hi. Come get excited because it's Florida, baby.
8 days, baby.
It's in a week.
Here's the other one. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is one of his other designs.
This one's mine,
though,
by the way. This one's going into my house. So, but it's cool.
It's really cool. So we've got a few of those we're going to give away.
I've got one with the interlocking. It looks like this one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, look him up. Williams Wood Design. We will post his website on our social medias, our Facebook group, things like that.
Yeah, he's posted in the Facebook group a couple times.
Yeah, you can buy his stuff.
Buy
it. He makes them.
He makes some really cool stuff.
He does a really great job. All right. Utah, Florida. Here
All
we
right,
go.
Here we go. Let's talk some
Are
stuff.
Are we ready to talk about it?
Let's talk.
Here we go.
We're going to talk. Well, can I say this first?
Sure.
I'm going to say this first. Tell me what you think.
Say whatever you want.
Nobody's played any games, as far as I know.
Nope.
Nope.
So reality is we are all spitting in the wind.
Is that the expression?
Is that?
That's it. Never heard that.
That sounds like something
sounds really
very
old.
So you're spitting in the wind. It may hit you. It may hit me. It may hit the other. We don't know yet. Polls even right now are kind of stupid.
Polls are so dumb.
Until 4 weeks in, we don't know what teams are going to be like. Now, yeah, obviously there's some educated guesses and all that kind of stuff, but we have
Georgia's
no stats.
Not playing anybody.
We have
so
no
they're
visuals.
Probably...
We don't know how teams are. So it's all speculation, but it's fun. But let's be real about it. The other thing I want to state right off the bat here is I have great respect for Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, their history, their championships, their traditions, their passion of their fans.
Yeah.
It's
borders on psychotic.
I mean, it's unbelievable, but I have a great respect. And
they agree with you on that, probably.
I mean, I think it's fantastic that they're coming. They're coming in, which is an unusual thing. I can't remember what I heard, but I don't know if they've done this since the 90s or something.
No, they haven't traveled west of the Mississippi since before Abraham Lincoln was president or something like that. I mean, seriously.
That's a real stat. Look it up.
Look it up, Ken Musk.
But I respect them. I respect how good they are and have been and whatever. I will add this little caveat.
Okay.
Two things. One is I've watched a couple of podcasts, and on the one hand, and some people have tweeted at us and stuff like that. On the one hand, they are saying how fantastic Florida is going to be, to the point where you know it's they're full of crap. Okay, it's just exaggeration. I'm just telling you. And then there are those saying, why are you so worried about Florida? Because we're not going to be very good.
That's true. There is this and two saying, sides of the spectrum.
Which is it?
Yeah.
It's one or the other. So let's just be rational together here. And so there's that. The other thing, though, and this is true of all fan bases, but, I mean, I've watched a couple of guys who have trashed Utah and given us no respect.
Yeah.
I understand if you want to cheer for your team and you think they're going to win and you can give all your reasons why. Hey, that's what we're going to be doing.
That's what we do.
And a lot of people do. Yeah. And whatever. But when I listen to people just ramble on, total disrespect, it makes me not like your team. So what I'm saying is I still like Florida and their traditions. I admire it.
Yeah.
And we, as a program and as a fan base, we got a ways to go to even come close to that. Let's be real about it.
Oh, yeah.
So I respect it. But when I watch them say some stuff they say, yeah, it.
Well, then when they give Utah and their team and their players zero respect, it comes off like, okay, I get cheering for your team, but that level of arrogance, like we could just trot out our mascot and beat them. It's like,
yeah, so that, anyway, that those two stuff. Things, that two things.
But yeah, I'm with you. I think Florida,
it's cool, though.
I'm excited to play them again. It's awesome.
But let's go, okay. First things first, Cam Rising. We don't know if he's going to play.
What do you mean?
The reality, though, here's if you've listened to any interviews and things that I'm hearing, things you read, trying to put it all together, this is how I see it, where we are as of today, unless I missed something this afternoon or whatever. Cam Rising has been practicing with the team. Okay, not all drills, but he's been practicing. And
correct.
He is ready to go, in his own words.
Okay.
And it's really only, it's the doctors who are going to say yes or no.
Okay.
That's where it is. And he even said that it's, in his direct quote, because I wrote it down, it's coming down to the wire for him to play. But he likes where he is at. So he's ready to go. Now, and I brought this up, I think, our last podcast. I was wrong. I figured that he would know this week if he's the guy because they have to practice next week. You know, it's game week.
Game prep,
so
yeah.
They would know by the end of this week that Cam would or would not be the guy. And then if he was not the guy, we would know. They probably wouldn't tell us, but they would know.
Right.
But it was Whittingham. I can't remember which interview that I heard it at, but he said, "Oh no, it's going to be next week." He goes, and this is where he said, "Cam's been practicing. He's experienced. He's our guy. So we won't know till next week."
Well, and he even said, somebody asked him, like, at what point do you pull the plug and you say, okay, he's 100% not playing and it's going to be backup quarterback X? He said,
10 minutes
before game time.
He was joking, but I'm not sure.
He's not joking. Here's the thing about it is, and Witt is
maybe a little bit on that.
Okay.
Well, we're saying, though,
an hour before. I mean,
it's
look next week.
Yeah.
Look at the Barnes situation from last year at Washington State. They didn't know until 45 minutes before the game. They're out there warming up, and then it was, hey, Barnes, you're it. The team did not know until about 5 minutes before going on the field. There's a video of him saying, Cam's not going, Barnes, you're the guy.
Because Rising was out there warming up
exactly.
That game. Yeah.
So I think that they'll have a really good idea, but freak, dude. Here's the other thing, though, and Witt has always done this. For all we know, Cam he's the guy. They know he's the guy. He's going to be the guy. For all we know, and Witt is all about these little mind games.
Yes, he is.
And now, does it make any difference? Probably not, because I guarantee Florida's preparing as though Cam's going to play.
Of course they are.
Of course they are, because it's a huge difference between Cam and other guy. But Witt loves to do this. He loves to do it. He loves to, especially coming out of camp.
He's done this on years when it's not an injury question. No. It's like he does this all the time. So I don't, that's where
I don't think he's gaming us here though.
I don't know.
When I listen think to both
all,
of him.
It's now, all part of it. It's
maybe I don't get the feel.
I think my gut feeling is right now they're still unsure.
Yeah, they're unsure. They're unsure.
Exactly. They have an idea. I mean, it's 8 days. They have to know pretty confidently one way or another, but they're going to continue to play this game.
My view, it may be, but when I watched the several interviews and listened to the interviews, I didn't get that feel at all. I think this is legit that if he's ready to go, the doc says, boom, you're on. He'll go.
I get for sure why Cam is saying, I'm ready to go. I want to get out there and play. Of course he wants to get out there and play. He wants a rematch.
Of course he does.
He wants to get out, and he's a competitor. He wants to... Now, I guess I say that, but we do know with the Washington State situation, it was him that said, I don't think I should play.
For the betterment of the team, he said, I can't go.
So maybe that's...
Anyway, that's where we're at with him. Yeah. So maybe we'll get some info and... Our next pod next week. Maybe something will come out. But anyway, now here's the other stuff. Let's talk about the backup. Who's going to be the backup? If you remember, what was it, a week ago? It was Barnes. Mm-hmm. But just as of the last couple of days, it is not that anymore. It is now neck and neck.
So real quick on that, our boy D. Evans, shout out D. Evans. He is saying the rumor coming out of camp is that Nate Johnson took all the 11 versus 11 snaps yesterday. That's the rumor.
Well, when I was listening to Witt and some other stuff, here's the interesting thing. Whittingham had all the stuff to say about Nate Johnson. And then he asked, what about
Bryson?
Barnes. Uh-huh. It was like five words. Mm-hmm. So, but what he said, it's neck to neck, and they're going to know Friday. This Friday, they are going to say who the guy is.
The
number two is the guy who will start if Cam doesn't. This is Friday. So it's neck and neck. It's between Barnes and Johnson. But what he's talking, and so what about Johnson? And he was just saying that, his knowledge of the offense now has just accelerated to another level.
That's the thing, is the progression over the last couple of weeks has been tremendous.
His reads, progressions in the throwing game, and the way Whittingham said it is the game to him has slowed down. You hear that phrase all the time, but this is what he's talking about, Nate Johnson. He has more presence and command, which you need to be when you're the QB. But the interesting thing, and then he said, but Nate Johnson, so he's saying all of these things. He goes, Nate Johnson is not a pocket quarterback.
Yeah. And he's not.
He said he is very much a DTR, and he even used Richardson-esque, not in the size, in the ability to run.
Yeah, Richardson was a freak athlete. Playing quarterback.
Which we haven't had a guy like this.
Uh-uh. But you've seen those videos of Johnson running on the treadmill. He's a freak athlete.
He is absolutely a freak athlete. He just not has the size. It's the size. Yeah. He doesn't have that.
Not right now.
And they even last year when he would come in, if you remember, he would come in, they had packages for him. Mm-hmm. And he never threw the ball. It was always come in and run. But he has evolved into a much better passer. And his understanding of the offense has gone through the roof from what I've heard.
It's a dual threat now.
Yes, which is incredible.
And he was the third string guy because he's improved to this point.
Yep.
What Whittingham, and he said that ideally, if it was Nate Johnson, he said that he'd have 25 throws, 12 runs, and the rest we'd hand off.
To JaQuindon?
And the rest of the guys. That was his idea. Ideal. Then, like I mentioned, he talked about, and so then what about Barnes? And he said he's confident, mistakes are rare, and he's proven, we know who he is. And then they moved on. So I'm telling you right here.
Interesting.
Here it is. You've already said it. Here's what I think. It's if Cam Rising doesn't start, Nate Johnson is going to be on that field.
I said that last week. I said that before we know what we know now. The upside for Nate Johnson is huge, and the fact that he is now caught up to Barnes, if they're equal footing. Now, Barnes is a better athlete than people give him credit for. Mm-hmm. I've seen some things, but he's not Nate Johnson, okay? If they're equal,
not in the athlete,
by the way,
but he's
Jim Williams. Jim's on, saying hi.
Hi, Jim.
Jimmy.
Great
That's
follow
so nice
on Twitter.
Of you to join
Shout
us.
Shout out. If they're equal passing, and then Johnson gives you that run, that dual threat ability, he's the guy.
It's just the scary unknown of a guy who has not started a game.
Against Florida.
Against an SEC team.
With a humongous, fast defensive line.
Oh, that is scary. But,
I don't think he's nervous. I can't remember how they said it, but I don't think he's feeling that right now anyway.
Go ahead.
Ken Muss, who's a Florida fan with a great last name.
Why are you not a Utah fan?
He's got to be a de facto Ken Utah
the Muss.
Fan. Ken the Muss.
Change it. Ken the Muss.
He was just saying that there are 4 to 5 freshmen on the Florida 2-deep right now. So they're pretty young.
Yeah.
On the defensive side, especially. Just another point.
Okay.
Ooh.
So our depth chart.
Okay, they're young, but they're all 5-star dudes that run 4-2-40s.
So our depth chart is coming out tomorrow or Friday.
Uh-huh. And I can't wait.
And then we're
because it's just going to be someone or someone or someone or someone or someone or.
I know,
or.
And they
that's
always
how Witt
do
does
that.
It.
It's Whittingham. Okay,
but at least
those mind games.
But with, for instance, the offensive line, and this is one of the good signs, and I've been hearing this for, you know, weeks, actually months, that the O-line is solid as can be, and it is 2-deep. In fact, there are guys beyond the 2-deep that, if called upon, would be fine. Yep. So our O-line looks good.
They had one position that was in question, and it's been solidified. They have all 5 dudes. It's ready to roll.
Our O-line's ready to roll, baby. Now, you know, quarterbacks say this stuff all the time, and so you can go back and find, I don't remember which interview with Whittingham he said that, yes, this is the most talented Utah team he has ever had. And then, of course, he says, but you have to go out on the field and prove it.
When the lights are on, you got to prove it.
You heard it.
That's his coin statement right now is he says it for both sides. When the lights are on, you got to go out and prove it.
But he doesn't always exaggerate to this level all the time.
No,
he really doesn't. Mm-hmm.
No, and he's usually, the time I can think of when he did say something like that was for Devin Lloyd, when he said he's like the most talented defensive player I've ever seen. And we all thought, holy cow, because Whittingham has seen some amazing defensive players. Well,
he wasn't wrong.
He wasn't wrong.
It's true. When you think about it, Whittingham usually downplays things.
Yeah, he does.
He typically is like, yeah, we're looking good here, but we need to really improve here. He typically downplays things. So to say something like that it's a big deal.
Interesting.
Do
you think Whittingham plays chess? Like the actual game of chess? Do you think he's really good at it?
He could be one of those guys that like plays by mail to some Russian like genius and
because I feel that's like how his brain works. He just loves these like mind game things. Like you make a move, well, I'm going to make a better move. I don't know. Someone let us know. We need to ask his wife.
I'll call him.
I'll
text him right now.
Yeah. Why don't you? I will say though.
Do you really?
Don't even think about it.
Our wide receivers, is it Simmons? We have a new, so we have Simmons, Pittman, who we talked about last time.
From Florida
time,
State.
And Matthews. Uh-huh. Plus you have
Vele.
Money Parks and Vele, and again,
Cope.
And Cope. Our wide receiver room has improved. And then the stock comment. Yeah, they look good. They're better. But when the lights are on, they got to prove it. That's what he said about them as well.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is, where it's like they have improved the most of any group, according to Whittingham. But again, you got to prove it. That's exciting for me, though, man.
Yeah.
They were the last 1,000-yard wide receiver we had. Who was it? Do you remember?
I don't.
1,000-yard wide receiver in today's football is not crazy. Drez Anderson in like 2012 or something like that. It would be phenomenal to have someone that can do that.
Receiver's never been our position or it's, like you're saying.
I mean, always been run the ball, tight end, and then get the receivers the ball. I mean, there's been games we've gone without the receivers catching a ball.
Last year
with Cam. And so it would be incredible if a receiver could separate himself and, hey, Brendan.
Brendan.
And then you have the tight ends and the running game.
Brendan, I wondered if you were going to hop on here.
I don't think so. His
Steve Smith?
I think it was Drez. I think Drez did it.
Yeah.
Brendan will correct you.
I was going to say Ken Moss. He said, I've seen Pittman play.
And he's good.
And he's good.
He's
going to be good. I'm just telling
you. He's got to get in the ball.
It's going to be good.
After we talked about him last week, I've been thinking over and over about that Utah-USC game where
his brother
just smoked us. That hurt really bad. I'm just really hoping that this Pittman has that talent for us this time.
My thing is, it kind of reminds me of when Carrington came here from Oregon?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't have the guy to give him the ball. That was the problem. He was
he
was an NFL caliber guy. We just didn't have someone to give him the ball. Now we do. Now we've got one of the best quarterbacks in the country, if he's healthy, who can throw him the ball.
Hey, Governor Cox retweeted you.
Yeah, he did.
Last week.
Kind of a big deal, everybody.
That's right.
We're voice again.
What is happening? Well, you need to do like vocal exercises.
Get a lozenge or something.
No, we talked about this. You tweeted out to have a statewide prayer for Cam, and the governor retweeted it.
So did you all participate?
I did.
Now, I'll just say, people, it's a joke. No, lighten up some people.
Okay, so we're having some fun here.
My gosh.
Breathe. It's a joke. But it's pretty funny that the governor of Utah retweeted our tweet.
That was awesome.
Cole Becker. If I say Cole Becker, do you know who it is?
I do now.
No idea.
Cole Becker is the kicker. Know the name because that question came up.
Two.
About how's the kicking game? Because you remember.
Our kicker from Colorado, Cole. I just didn't know his name. Colorado Cole.
I'll remember his name.
And if you remember, we didn't have anybody who could put it in the end zone and kill the play.
So embarrassing.
Yeah.
And he says, this guy is putting them 5 yards deep to out of the end zone. Now, that may seem like, so what? Well, if anyone remembers
that's a big deal.
The problems it created for us in many games.
Many games. When they start at the 35. Yeah.
No, this, we're better because they get a good run on us. Now, that's a good signing. Anyway, he was positive. That's cool.
Good.
I don't know. Cole Bishop, he's going to be great, but he's just saying, look, when I was listening to him, man, it psyched me up because he goes, look, we are focused. We are focused. The team is focused on this game. And he goes, I guarantee it, that they have watched over and over that freaking game from last year in the swamp.
Who is saying this?
Cole.
Cole Bishop.
Oh. Cole Bishop. Did I say Bagley?
No, you said.
If I said Bagley, hey, man.
Shout out. That's a free one. That's the one you get.
Bishop. Cole.
There's so many Coles.
Cole Bishop.
You said it, right?
Bishop. He just says, look, we're focused. And he goes, we have watched that film from last year's game and saw all the freaking mistakes, the bad angles, the bad tackling, and he assured us that that's going to be corrected.
To that point, real quick before you go, somebody asked Scally about this, and he said, he said that we were not tough enough coming out of fall camp last year, and we missed, go back and watch it, they missed a ton of tackles, and that has been a huge emphasis in fall camp this year, is toughness and tackling. And it was so uncharacteristic for a Utah team to not have that physicality. They gained it as the season went on. And then by, you know, week six, they were back to Utah. But now it's come out that way.
Well, to that point, we talked about this all last year, but this is one thing when you brought up the Florida certain, not all of you Florida fans, but the certain Florida fans that are just like completely discounting Utah. When we played you last year, our defense was full of freshmen and sophomores. We went over it last year. Like, our D-line, all those defensive players, they were so young. And you could tell, especially in that Florida game, so many mistakes. It just didn't – it was very uncharacteristic. They've had that now full year. They've just gotten better. Last year was a down year for our defense, I think, personally. It's not going to be that exact same way this year.
I think the defense is going to –
they're going to be better than last year, I think. Better.
That's what the word is.
Absolutely better than last year.
They have, I mean, they lost Clark Phillips to the NFL.
Right.
And that's a guy you don't just replace, but they have elevated in a lot of other places.
We didn't lose hardly anybody else.
I mean, we lost a couple guys, but the other guys that have been in the system longer now, it's exciting. I think our defense is going to be legit.
And our safety. Look, I'm psyched about them. Miles Battle is looking good.
Yeah, the guy from Ole Miss.
Ole Miss. So it's just some concerns still, other than Cam. Okay, we've talked about that. Keithy, we haven't said anything about Keithy, but I'm not sure he's going to be ready.
No, he's on the same path as Cam. He's day-to-day right now.
So I do want to say about Keithy, though. Everyone, again, some of the Florida people I've heard, they don't have Kincaid. They don't have Kincaid. To remind you, Keithy was our number one guy last year.
Yeah, he was the guy.
He was the number one tight end until he got injured. So
against Arizona State, I had a couple people point it out.
Yeah.
ASU.
So again,
thank you.
He has been injured. I don't know if he's going to play, but if he comes back, I mean, that dude, don't discount him because he is extremely talented. He was above Kincaid last year, at least in the depth chart.
No, he was. He was the one. And then you had essentially two superstar tight ends. And then he went out. But he is just as capable as Kincaid.
But it is, I don't know if he's going to play.
He's the had other, a much longer timeline, though.
I think the injury must have been
worse. But you never know.
Worse.
Everyone's
different.
Man. Every injury is different.
It's true. I mean,
bodies heal differently.
A couple of things in there. It could be way worse. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because he's had a lot longer time to recover. But
the other thing that does worry me is injuries. Is the Witt said that we have enough, because they have been, it's been pretty physical camp.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been a lot of soft tissue type injuries, the pulled groin, hamstrings, stuff like that. And someone asked him, what position group or position worries you the most? And of course he says, quarterback. And then what's next? And he said, the defensive line, that he's hoping we'll get guys back for Florida.
That scares me.
Not serious stuff, but stuff that could keep you out of game if it's not.
Oh, that scares me.
And that scares me because Florida has two excellent running backs, and their game is to run. And we're going to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, their strategy is going to be the same as ours. Run the ball, control the clock. And if our D-line, which is typically a major strength, is not up to the standard. Oh, that does make me very nervous.
So, okay. Anything else you want to say, at least as of today, with the team? let's say a couple things about Florida. I'm sure if... but let's be real. It's an SEC team, which means they have size, skill, and speed. Whatever... everybody's saying how many games they're going to win or lose or all of that kind of stuff. They are stocked with talent. In fact, I was reading an article and it said that, I think it was 24/7 Sports released the top schools in the country by order of blue chip players, meaning 4- and 5-star recruits. Meaning on the rosters right now.
Jeez.
And he said the Gators are 11th in the country with a blue chip rate of 64%. This is ahead of teams like Michigan, USC, and FSU.
Wow.
So I haven't verified all that, but that's the article.
I mean, the pond is stocked, if you will. They've got the guys.
They've got them. The running game is going to be solid. So... our D-line and linebackers are going to have to come to play. It's going to be a physical game.
They did just have a running back, though, go out, right, for the season?
Yeah. I believe he was a freshman. He was more the the third back that would
rotate. Brendan, what was it? Was he
Brendan? What was it?
Also,
that's so unfortunate, though. It's when that stuff happens.
And they had a center who got hurt. He's day to day. From the last that I read, again, Florida fans, correct me if I'm wrong. But if he's unable to go, that would be a big loss for them. I mean, that's a big loss potentially. So we'll see.
They have big wide receivers. Pearsall, isn't that his name? Pearsall.
I don't know. I haven't done my research. Big dude. Next week.
That's next week.
Okay, we'll get to. I'm just our full. But I'm gonna say this. I'll go on record. A lot of people are putting Florida down. I believe Florida's going to be much better than people think they are.
I think so too.
I do. I'm.
They're better than. They'll be better than last year, especially with their record. I think that they'll improve.
So anyway, I'm giving you that. But I do want to talk about Graham Mertz, their quarterback.
Buckle up, Florida fans.
Here he goes.
Here he comes.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. What are you going
to
say?
Graham Mertz, and then he settled in and went like this towards the camera, like he was going to say something profound.
Graham Mertz. Okay, here we. We have our quarterback troubles and uncertainty. Okay. Yeah. So Graham Mertz transferred to Florida from Wisconsin, and one of the guys that I was watching was just praising this dude. He can run, he can throw. I'm not saying he's garbage, okay?
Right.
And stuff like that. I'm sure he's a good quarterback. However, last year, let me go to his stats. Graham Mertz.
So just facts.
Cool name,
by the way. Real quick, shout out. Great name. Stink as Cat is his name.
He's commented before, I think.
He just gave us a super thanks. So thank you very, very much.
Did he say anything?
Yeah, he says Utah has an axe to grind, being ranked below all the other teams, rooting for another Pac-12 title. Go Utes.
Go Utes.
So appreciate that.
Thank you.
2022, he had a 57.3% completion percentage, which isn't that great. You got to be in the 60s. That's just reality. He threw for 2,136 yards and so forth. Now, here's the thing. About rushing. Let's go here to his complete stats. And you tell me that's not it. Keep talking.
And how many?
Just real quick.
Okay, here it is.
Hold on, real fast. Ahead. Derek. I'm not even going to try and pronounce your last name. He goes, I'm a Wisconsin fan.
Oh, okay.
I used to live in Madison. He said he's a good QB, not great. I hope he does better in Florida, but I also hope he loses to Utah. So he sounds very solid.
He was QBR. You can look it up. End of season QBR, Cam Rising was ninth in the country. Mm-hmm. Now, whatever. Mertz was, I think, like 80. In the country, QBR total. But let me just, here are some stats from last year. Against Minnesota, he threw for 170 yards. He gained 11 yards rushing. He threw for 83 yards against Nebraska. He rushed for minus 7 yards. He threw for 176 yards against Iowa. He rushed for a minus 17 yards.
So he was sacked a bunch.
If you go down his stats, yards throwing, 176 in a game, 77 in a game, 203 in a game, 131, 299 and 296, or 206, 94 yards. So you can see what we're up against. And if you go to rushing, and I say this, and here's my point. If you look at his rushing yards, and I understand a lot of this can be sacks, but 11, minus 7, minus 17, minus 8, minus 7, 0, 0, minus 22, 15, minus 5,
boy,
6, minus 6. That's his stats at Wisconsin. Now he's a QB. The reason I'm saying this is that I brought up Richardson versus this guy,
right,
and the guy got all over top of me, trying to say, well, Richardson was, that was his first game. He's not that, you know, whatever. Look.
Richardson was the fourth pick in the NFL draft. Richardson ran for
almost 700 yards.
He ran for like 200 against
Plus
us.
Plus, he threw for more yards. This is who their QB is. I'm not saying he's garbage, but we're not playing Richardson. We're playing, I believe, an average, good college quarterback, but the threat of a run that we have to face with Richardson, what we face with Caleb Williams and DTR and everybody else.
Oh, he's nowhere near those
guys.
That's
not in this game. That's why their rushing game and his ability to throw and our coverage is going to be essential.
We kind of talked about this. And someone did bring up a good point, and I don't know if this is a good comparison. I don't know enough about this guy. Honestly, I don't remember ever watching him play. I mean, he played at Wisconsin, so and they weren't great. We have said that the guys who kill us are those dual threat mobile guys. I can't remember who it was. It was a good point. Bo Nix shredded us last year on one leg.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
now
true.
Bo Nix is probably a top five college quarterback.
He is.
Okay. So he has impressed me.
And Cam looked awful.
It was
in that game.
Bad game.
I will say that.
But to this guy's point, like, if he has time back there and if he is able to complete it and get the ball out on those Patrick Mahomes-style plays where it's a two-yard in route and the guy runs for 40, then we're screwed. Now,
that can happen.
Real quick, you know who has Graham Mertz as their number 10 quarterback going into the 2024 season?
This is fake. That's fake.
Never mind.
We won't even say, because that's fake. He addressed it on his show this morning and said that. Oh, that's not my list.
Okay. Klatt?
Klatt.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Somebody put out on Twitter, Joel Klatt's top 10 quarterbacks. He was on vacation last week. And
He was here in Zion.
But no, his show today, he just said... Yeah, that's
catch.
That blew my mind.
No way.
When I read it, his number one was JJ McCarthy from Michigan, and I was like, that's odd.
It was a fake list.
Okay.
I know. I was glad to hear that, too, because I was like, Joel, man, are you slipping, dude? No, it was fake. Somebody put that out there.
All right. Well, there they got me.
We'll tell.
I mean, it looked legit.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, Bryn has some
stuff
to go over.
So, because... Obviously, the Utah-Florida connection, Swamp Kings, just dropped yesterday.
Yeah, who's watched it? Anybody? Comments?
I've seen two episodes.
I saw one.
I've watched two.
During lunch.
What? What was that face?
He got busted.
No, it was like second lunch.
At work.
But.
Second lunch. Well, it's like just so many connections and the urban connection.
They talked Utah a bunch in the first episode. Dan Mullen, who was ROC.
Here's the thing. One thing I'll say.
He played for Utah, didn't he? Am I right?
Brendan. Mullen?
Hey, anybody. Did Dan Mullen play for Utah?
I don't know. I like having Brendan live, though, because he's able to fact check.
Yeah, fact check is mad.
And by the way, I was right. It was Drez in 2013.
Oh, congratulations.
Brendan fact checked me.
All right.
It is.
Nice.
Like, he's like our producer.
He's our producer.
Back
producer, Brendan. Come on. Throw that stuff out.
Hurry.
No, okay. Watching it. Oh, it got me so excited for college football.
I know.
Did that just not, like, you just want to...
The fans and...
So, the sounds and the everything, so exciting. But watching it, I loved Urban when he was here. And here's what I do want to say, Florida.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, when he was here, we all know he's had his colorful over
cares.
The years.
He wins.
Give me the W's, man.
Was here...
I don't care.
Coaching Utah, that was so special. If Utah doesn't go undefeated in 2004, if Utah doesn't bust the BCS, first time ever, no one had ever done it, wins the Fiesta Bowl, Alex Smith is number one overall pick, does Urban get hired at Florida? Absolutely not. So Florida, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank us.
You're welcome.
By the way, I want to just
your national
address
championships
this.
Were because of Utah.
I want to address this. I have talked to former players that played for Urban Meyer. Yeah. He was intense, as the documentary shows.
Yeah.
They love him. Yeah. His former players, the guys that buy in, freaking love him. And he has transformed the rest of their lives. Like, it's crazy how much this guy that I know, he played for him. his entire life now is still structured based off of what he learned from Urban Meyer.
When you watch the documentary, if you watch some of the episodes, everything he did at Florida, that's what he did here.
Yeah.
At Utah. And we didn't have the caliber of talent. But what he did here, it took him the 2 years, just like it did at Florida. We went undefeated. Bust the BCS again, had never happened before. Wins the Fiesta Bowl. Alex Smith gets drafted number one from Utah, and everyone poo-poos all over Utah. Oh, who's Utah? Utah's nobody.
Utah Guess what? Was the best team in the country that year. I'll go to my grave.
What
that.
Urban Meyer did that year then
I don't know.
Put him on that trajectory for the rest of his career. I mean, it is true.
On that part, yeah. We were a stepping stone.
And here's the thing.
Because he was at Bowling Green before that.
Yeah. Urban did all of that with Ron McBride's
team.
Mm-hmm. He changed it up.
He did what he did in Florida,
but
too.
But the recruits were Ron McBride recruits. A lot of those dudes were from Ron, and then he came in 2 years later. We're in the freaking Fiesta Bowl.
I was correct. I was informed. John W. Yeah, Mullen did not play for the Utes. He just coached.
Thank you, John.
Boom. Thanks.
Oh, who's an Oiler fan, by the way? John, we have things to talk
man,
about.
We're with you.
We're cheering for you, McDavid.
You got to shore up that defense.
Can you please?
I don't know. What else? I know some people are being critical of the show that it's showing
I will give you
the good side of it
and
all.
You Florida guys can probably, if there's any Ohio State people out there.
Or Jacksonville Jaguar fans.
You can look up Zach Smith. I think he played on that team and then became the receivers coach for Urban at Ohio State. His podcast is called Menace to, what is it, Menace to Sports, I believe it is, okay. Zach Smith. I watched a little segment of it today. He had some insight and some perspective. He liked it, but,
It's very...
Go look. He knows
they
stuff.
Fluff them.
And there's
no question about it.
I mean, it's
He had a lot of more insight.
It's like a hype video
for Florida.
I mean, even watching
for
it, I was
Urban.
Like... For yeah. Urban. Even watching it, I was like, I don't want to like Florida because we're playing them next week. But watching this, you get all hyped about it. And man, that would be fun.
Have you guys watched the Johnny Manziel one yet?
I did watch it.
What did you think?
I think it was the same kind of thing where it just like scratched the surface of his... That dude had so many more issues than they even showed in that.
That guy was out of his mind. But if you haven't watched it, it's on Netflix. Go watch it.
I got better things to watch, Manziel.
No, it's good.
No, it's interesting.
It's very. It really is the start of like the NIL. And if you think for a half a second that Johnny Manziel is the first college athlete to be making millions of dollars after winning the Heisman, you're out of your freaking mind.
Right.
It's interesting. It also shows what a scumbag his agent is. I'll say that. And kind of what of a loser his dad is, too, because Johnny's struggling and his dad's like, I don't think I can do about it. But watch it.
The contrast of that, Tim Tebow looks great.
Yeah, he's...
That dude has aged well.
Good looking dude.
Good grief. You guys are nuts, man.
Freaking he is giant. He's jacked up. He gets
into that chamber. What are you talking about? It's advertised.
Oh, he does?
Him and his wife.
I don't watch...
At different times get into this, like...
I don't watch commercials.
Is it like the freezing, like they're okay, well, it's working for him. He looks great.
I'm going to buy you one and then see what happens to
you. I need it, man. My knees are gone.
All right,
what do you got, Bryn? I see you got something.
Okay.
Bryn's got some very important
information. No, see, I was very curious about this. Speaking of Tebow, and we talk all about Caleb all the time and the Heisman and then watching Johnny Manziel, I was curious knowing if a guy wins the Heisman, then next year, how does he do and how does his team do? So I went back and looked. So Tebow was the first sophomore to ever win the Heisman, which I did not realize. Florida fans, I'm sure you knew that. I didn't know that.
I didn't know it.
And so that's the thing. I'm really only concerned about the players who won and then came back for another year to play because most of them win and then they go to the NFL right away. So Tebow in 2007 wins the Heisman. The next year, 2008, Florida wins the national championship. So pretty good year.
Pretty decent.
Not bad.
2008, Sam Bradford from Oklahoma wins the Heisman.
About him.
The next year, they went 8-5. So not.
But he wasn't there again.
Yes, he was.
Oh, he was.
I'm only talking about the guys who came back for another year.
Okay. I wasn't really listening to you, so okay.
That's rude. Okay. 2009, Mark Ingram from Alabama. The next year, they went undefeated and won the national championship.
Okay.
So pretty good. All right, and then 2012, Johnny Manziel, A&M. The next year, they went 9-4. Not a good year, and if you watch the documentary, you kind of see...
You see why.
You see that play out, and he... Yeah. The next year, 2013, Jameis Winston. I knew that.
Come on down.
Oh, that sounded so wrong. Florida State, he was a freshman when he won it. And then the next year, Florida State went 13-1. Their only loss was in the Rose Bowl to Oregon.
I remember that game. That was a good game.
Yeah. All right, then the next one, Oregon. 2016, Lamar Jackson from Louisville. He was a sophomore. The next year, they went 8-5. So not great. And then the only other one.
That's Louisville, though.
The only other one is Bryce Young, won in 2021, Alabama. Last year, they went 11-2, which you think is a really good season, but we know
at Alabama standards, that's terrible.
For Alabama, that's not great because they didn't play in the championship and all of that. So it's kind of split down the middle of
what is Caleb going to do?
What is Caleb going to do?
8-5.
What is Caleb going to do?
So what's it going to be? Is it going to be where they go on and win the national championship like some of these teams, or is it going to be where the team takes a dive? I don't know.
What do you think, Brent? Don't give us that.
I mean, I've been saying all along, I think that he himself is going to take a step back. And I don't mean he's going to have a horrible year or anything like that. I don't think he's going to have a Heisman year. No one's ever won it back-to-back. So if he won again...
That'd be incredible.
He'd be the very first one. That'd be incredible. I do think the hype has gone to his head. I've said this a million times. And again, you watch the Johnny Manziel thing. I think that's really hard to not let it go to your head and let it kind of take over. It's like this, it's this thing of its own where you win the Heisman and then it just takes over your entire life. And that can get in the way of football and your prep. So I've said that all along. Could they go on, win a national championship, get in the playoff? Absolutely. I don't know.
All right.
I'll just say this.
I think that the Pac-12 has too much parity for anybody to go undefeated.
They're not going. No one's going undefeated.
Exactly. And even, I think, there could be multiple
two-loss teams. And so to get in the playoff, you can't
I think USC, out of all the teams, probably has the best shot. They've got the most friendly schedule. But, man, they're the top 5-6 teams. We've talked about it. There's too many really good teams.
Caleb Invincible, are you out of your mind?
That's our buddy.
Mike, that's our guy.
That's Mike. We shouted you out earlier, buddy.
I mean.
Also, I think he's right. There isn't somebody else who has won back-to-back Heismans. I don't know who it was, but it was back in like the 90s or something.
Oh, dang. I don't know.
Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody.
Brendan.
Brendan, where are you?
Back-to-back Heismans?
Caleb is invincible. What's this hamstring back here then? What is that?
When he got hit by us. That's
Archie
what happened.
Griffin. There it is. We got like 17.
Oh, nice. He won back-to-back. Oh, right. Okay. Anyways. So it has been done. So Caleb wouldn't be the first one.
Okay.
I don't know. It's interesting. I kind of thought, before I went through this list, I kind of figured that most teams take kind of a dive. But no, I was definitely wrong. I mean, it seems like it's pretty split down
pretty
the
split,
middle. So,
but there were a few that were bigger drops than I would have expected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to have like an 8-5 season the next season with a Heisman winner.
I mean, yeah, Johnny Manziel. But now, if you watch the documentary, man, he spiraled.
Yeah, I mean.
Here's a question I'm going to throw out.
Okay.
To our fans, live and otherwise, do you want a demonstration on a Gary Utah cocktail? I can do it live.
Let's see it.
Well, not tonight. Our next time.
No, do it tonight. It's 8:00.
No, I can't.
He's not prepped. Yeah, you got to do it next week.
Next week we will do
Gary. This will be a blessing in everyone's lives.
Did you see that our wonderful sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics, put his recipe for your Gary cocktail in the comments?
What did he say? Add gasoline or something?
Hey, how was your birthday, by the way?
What birthday?
Turned 84?
I turned 55, and Bryn turned... What? Oh!
She said the real number!
She's 40. She's an old lady now.
How old?
I didn't want to say it out loud.
40.
When you go like this.
I was just...
What do you think you're going to...
I did. I turned 40.
Okay.
Hold on. I have a question, and this is open. I want people's input. I have a question.
Okay, question.
Are you done with your Axe Smith or your Gary Utah cocktail question?
Okay, I'll do it next time.
Okay,
I'll give
we'll
you
it next time.
I'll show you how to do it.
Here's my question. I want people. Okay,
you'll be alive. It's a two-parter. Excited.
You get one piece of Utah memorabilia.
I didn't prepare for this.
I gave you a warning like 4 days ago.
I didn't prepare.
Get one piece of Utah football memorabilia: jersey, helmet, cleat, ball, whatever. That's part one. I want people's opinions. Number two, you get one piece of sports memorabilia, period. Okay?
I'll give you the sports memorabilia right off.
I swear if it's the same as mine.
It's not going to be. I want the stick'em from Lester Hayes' glove.
That would be cool.
I want some stick'em.
That's a good one.
All you old-timers out there, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
Fred Biletnikoff, yeah. Stick'em.
Okay.
Lester Hayes, stick'em. I want a can of that stuff.
I bet ours is going to be similar.
I don't know if you can get stick'em.
Sports memorabilia?
Yeah. Any sports memorabilia, period.
I want a stick from Wayne Gretzky. Was that the same as yours?
Yeah, I want the stick from his 894th goal.
Yeah, of course.
That would be my mecca. No,
that's
game.
The point. Is
that's
it?
The
you
point.
Okay, what about a Utah thing?
Okay.
I've got one. Do you need me to
ahead.
Go first?
No, you go.
I
think I know.
I want Alex Smith's helmet from the Fiesta Bowl. Alex Smith's helmet in my office from the Fiesta Bowl would be.
Mine was going to be an Alex Smith, too. I'll take his jersey then.
Okay.
You can have his helmet. I'll take his jersey.
There's so many, though.
I don't know, man. Come on. Okay, I want some of that red dirt they used to have around the football field when I was a kid. You know, the old
you've got
racetrack.
Some low standards.
Come on, Gary.
There used
that's
to be
not
a
cool.
racetrack around the field that was like red dirt. I'd love just to have that.
I'll go buy you some red dirt
no,
and tell
it,
you
it had
that
to
it's
be a
from
special
the
dirt.
Okay. Here's another one I want. I want Kyle Whittingham's. I want the black sweatshirt that he was wearing when we won the Pac-12 the first time. You know which one I'm talking about.
The hoodie?
The
it's
hoodie.
Like cut off? I want that too. That'd be sweet. All right, I got
so
a couple.
Kyle, send
Cam
it,
Rising's
send it my
hair.
Way.
A lock of Cam Rising's hair.
Right
ooh,
on.
That's a good
Greg,
one.
Greg, that's a good one.
Ed Hawkins, I'm
hey,
with you, brother.
John W. said he wants Grant Fuhr's helmet from the first time they won the Stanley Cup. If you're a hockey fan, Oilers fan, that would be pretty sweet.
Gary Cheever's
did
helmet.
Did you see how today...
face mask, all the... Cut
yeah,
marks.
Did you
marks.
See how today Zach Whitecloud had the Stanley Cup at his tribe, his because he's
yeah he's
Native
American.
American and he had it
that's
at the
cool.
tribe today.
Or
I
he's
saw that on
Canadian,
social
Native Canadian.
Yeah, okay. His native tribe. You're right. Okay,
that's
not
true.
Native
what would
American.
That be? In all seriousness,
Native American.
Well, it's still North
Native
America.
Canadian.
Is it okay? Can I...
Isn't that right?
We're gonna
I don't
want
to offend anybody.
I'm not offending
I don't
anybody.
Offend somebody.
I'm not
I
trying
know.
To offend anybody.
I thought,
am dead serious on that. What
okay.
would it be?
Zach Whitecloud had the Stanley Cup there today, yeah. so I thought
let's,
that was
let's
cool.
Do, let's okay. do this.
Just natives. Thanks, John. I think John's in Canada.
Okay, thank you.
Natives, okay. Makes
Bryn,
sense.
Brendan had a great comment.
Okay, Brendan.
Bryn, don't you want Reggie Bush's Heisman Trophy?
Oh!
No.
It's available, he says. At a good price?
Yeah, you can get it for cheap.
You are so right. No, here's what I want. How about Reggie Bush's... No, I can't say... I was going to say something.
Well,
really
you got to clarify that. You
really inappropriate.
You can't
sorry.
Leave it hanging out
no.
there now.
Yeah, exactly.
We're so immature. It's scary.
I do want something of Reggie Bush's. You are so right. Somebody, give me something. Our USC fan, Mike, give
Brian
me something.
Johnson's Sugar Bowl jersey. That'd be a sweet one.
Yeah, there's some Sugar Bowl stuff one. That I'd love. All right. Do you want any?
No, hey, I appreciate the comments, the people jumping on. It's been a lot of fun. I'm trying to not just sit here and read them, but it's a lot of fun.
This
and
is really
engagement.
Fun. I think maybe.
Should we keep doing this?
Should we do this?
Absolutely.
Live?
I guess the one thing I'll say, the hard part, is typically we record later than this. It's usually, it'll be Monday nights, usually about 8:30
mountain
time.
So if you want to jump on
so
with
we'll
us,
keep
I think
doing this.
Maybe we'll keep doing this. This is fun to be able to talk to you. And please, again, stop by the tailgate next week. Our full Florida preview is going to be recording on Monday night. Yep. Stop by the tailgate and then... We're going to be in Rice-cycles.
If you're not, follow us on Twitter and especially on Instagram. We're going to be posting a lot of content next week. And then all the details for the tailgate are going to be on those two sites. Location, if you want to donate food or drinks or just come by, please do. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Let's do this. Season Tell two. Me if we're going to win. And does anybody any final? We haven't actually said.
Doing it next week.
That's next
week. No. We're doing it next week.
Next week. We got to do our score and everything.
I'm not saying prediction. I'm talking about this game.
Yes, we're going to win. There you go. And I'll give you my score next on Monday.
We're going to win. Brendan. the Mus.
Mus.
We're going to win. Okay, I guess we'll get more Monday, detail. Monday. Any last questions anyone wants to ask of us before we roll on out tonight?
Brett Musburger's voice. We are looking live. That's a good one. That's good.
That's a good one, man.
That's good. My other favorite one was somebody posted the GIF of when Bill O'Reilly was like, "We'll do it live." You ever seen that video?
Oh yeah.
That was good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed this. This is fun.
Question.
Who do y'all have, USC versus San Jose?
Oh. It's not about who's going to win. It's by how many points. How many points is USC going to slaughter San Jose?
So the spread I looked at it today was 31.
I was going to say 60.
It's going to be. Here's what it's going to be. It's going to be 52-10.
I said 56-10.
That's it.
I was talking to a coworker today.
I wish we were going to Ireland for the Notre Dame game. I mean, I just want to be in Ireland. That's That'd be true. Sweet.
All right.
Okay, but the cool thing is, there's football this weekend.
There is football this weekend.
Week zero.
Hey, what is with that?
It's stupid.
What is with week zero? There's football games. Isn't that week? Look, people.
We're getting out of hand.
Is it not week one if there's games?
I've always felt. And they're not. None of them are good. I'll say this.
No.
None of them are good.
Is it Navy and Notre Dame?
Yeah, in Scotland.
In Ireland. No, Ireland.
Scotland.
It's in Ireland.
I know. It's in Dublin. I've been listening to the Dan Patrick Show, so I know. Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
Okay. All right.
None of them are good. But if you want to watch the USC game, you better have the Pac-12 network.
Don Sharp.
Don.
We love you.
Don?
Wait a minute. Don.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Get a clap.
All right, everybody. We love you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for checking us out. Leave comments, participate.
If you have Reggie Bush's cup, send it on in.
My way, please. Thank you.
Wait a minute.
Someone was asking, where are the glasses?
Where's the shades?
Hey, here.
You can't put them on all the time.
Favorite tailgate food?
Oh, God. Who asked that?
Jim did.
Jim.
Mountain Dew.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.